Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. T-minus 9 hours, and the Collaborators Project website is keeping track hour by hour until the White's company is designated with permanent collaborator status. And I'd like to talk through what that means, and we will do that on today's show. Also, there's a bit of artwork on the website. If you haven't gone to it in the last day, you might want to see the permanent collaborator status stamp and what it will look like over the next 30 years over the White's Company logo. And then also the Florida press release from the group down in Florida protesting, even now as we speak. In fact, we're hoping to hear from someone at that protest live in front of the White's headquarters, and they've gone to a number of the neighborhoods, the homes of the executives of White's Florida in the West Palm Beach area. But if we hear from them during this program, their press release has a picture of a child who was killed by an abortion, and it's just a devastating, devastating picture. And that photograph is at the website at collaboratorsproject.com, collaboratorsproject.com. So also today on WorldNet Daily, and again, WorldNet Daily is one of the premier conservative news sites. It has 5 million unique visitors a month, 5 million unique visitors. So a lot of websites will say how many hits they have, and one hit, one visitor, might one person might create 1,000 hits at one website in a month or even in a week. So hits is not all that interesting. Visits, that's interesting. How many times do people come and visit your website? That's interesting. And most interesting is unique visitors. How many unique visitors? WorldNet Daily gets 5 million unique visitors a month, and on their homepage today is an article about the 1-800-ASPHALT number, a multi-million dollar business, 1-800-ASPHALT, and it's rather significant that the owners of that business, though they live out of state in Indiana, they have committed themselves and their resource to supporting the effort against whites. For as long as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the abortion clinic built by whites, then there's a commitment from protesters, people in the industry, that they will work against whites as a permanent collaborator with the child-killing industry. So this is very significant. And we've played that announcement, but we might play it again later in the show, because and some people tried to guess who did the voiceover. They're thinking who hired the guy to do the voiceover. We can't quite figure it out. But you want to, let's dial that right now, since that's on the cover of WorldNet Daily. So we will dial 1-800-ASPHALT. Now this works statewide in Colorado. From another state, you don't get this message. But because the abortion clinic, Auschwitz, is in Denver, then the 1-800-ASPHALT company thought it would be wise to do this in Colorado. So let's hear this. One-800-ASPHALT.
If you are looking for asphalt in Colorado, this is an important public service announcement. The White's Company, WEITZ, has a history of not warning their subcontractors nor their clients of serious problems that arise when working with whites. It is very possible, even likely, that protesters may show up at your home if you hire or work for the White's Company. White's built an abortion clinic in Denver, Colorado. Many of the most aggressive anti-abortion protest organizations are conducting protests of the homes of White's clients and subcontractors. These protest groups have publicly certified to White's that they will protest the homes of clients and subcontractors for as many years as Planned Parenthood is doing abortions at the clinic built for that purpose by White's. This has been a public service announcement.
All right. So that is one way. And Jamie Scott, I'm going to go to this WorldNet Daily article right now on the Internet. This is all assembled at the Collaborators Project website. So if you're able to, just go to collaboratorsproject.com and you can read the press releases from all these organizations and leaders who are endorsing permanent collaborator status against whites as of midnight tonight, because we're at T minus 9 hours till permanent collaborator status. And so in this article, Denver abortion clinic builder issued warning, is the money from project enough to justify 30 years of protests? That sounds like a ridiculous claim, isn't it? Except that the people making this claim have been protesting for 20 years and more, some of them 5 days a week out on the streets. These are hardened protesters, and they're witty, too. Like the Super Bowl block party coming up this Sunday at Gary Megason's home in Lakewood. And if enough people RSVP to the founder of the Collaborators Project, Will at collaboratorsproject.com, that they're coming, then there'll be a second location. And that would be in Greenwood Village at the home of Bill Hornaday. And so the Greenwood Village officials in the city, they met with Will Duffy yesterday, just to make sure all the plans were in place for a proper Super Bowl block party. And all the plans, I think, are in place. Right? Everything is great. In fact, you know, I don't think I should tell the whole story of Greenwood Village. I just don't think I should. But some of the city council members are gone now, right? One city council member was a lawyer and in Greenwood Village, and we hired him against the city of Greenwood Village. You can't make this stuff up, can you? John Wiechek, he went to Greenwood Village to the police station to serve a subpoena, and he had called, said, I'm coming down to serve a subpoena to two officers. And so John is a protester. He goes with the Collaborators Project, and, you know, sometimes there are disagreements, so he was going to serve a subpoena, and he handed the subpoena to one officer. You know, he went to the front desk. I need to speak to these two officers. The one came out. He handed him a subpoena, thanked him, and then he sat down, waited for the second. Now, I've seen all this on video. The police station down there, they have a video in their lobby. And we got the video of this right after the event. And so the second officer comes out, and John Wiechek hands him the subpoena. So thank you. I think they sort of go to, like, shake hands, but he hands him the subpoena, and he goes to turn away to leave, and the officer throws the subpoena down and yells at John and goes, grabs John and throws him to the ground. He attacks him. And then he charged John, who's a friend of mine. He's a pussycat, John Wiechek. He charged John with crimes, like failure to obey a lawful order, disturbing the peace. They charge him with crimes. And so we get the video immediately, and the video is just unbelievable. So it's so obvious that John did nothing wrong, and this cop, you know, just overreacted. There's some police officers are against abortion, and they know it's wrong, and even some appreciate what we're doing. And others despise what we're doing. I don't know, for different reasons. Maybe they support killing kids, and we make them angry. It's better they get angry at us than get all worked up over this issue on Judgment Day, because God will be angry at them, and that'll be a really bad time for this to come up and them to deal with it for the first time. They need to deal with it now. So anyway, we hire an attorney to represent John, and the attorney is he's a lawyer who's a former council member of Greenwood Village, which is just hysterical. And so Greenwood Village, they hire an independent investigator who is supposed to interview John Wiechek, our friend. And he calls up John. He said, John, I'm supposed to interview you. I watched the video. I don't need to interview you. The only question is whether they're going to fire the officer for this kind of unprofessional behavior. I mean, you don't tackle the guy who comes to serve you a subpoena. So anyway, and he said, I don't know what they're going to do to the guy, but so the guy overreacted. And then Greenwood Village, they passed this insignificant ordinance against our protest, and they were going to pass another ordinance in February, and Will Duffy, Ken Scott, and others had the great idea of going to protest at one of the city council members' homes and said, hey, if you're going to help whites be a collaborator, then, you know, we'll come visit you, home visitation. And that city council member, when everybody showed up, I think it was on New Year's Day, he just pull up in front of his home, take out the signs. He shot up like a rocket off the couch in his living room. I thought he was going to hit the ceiling with his head. And he comes running out, and he had come to some of the previous protests. And so anyway, he had come to some of the protests and complained. And so it turns out a day later that we're informed that Greenwood Village is not going to pass a second ordinance, and this city council member is not going to come to any more of our protests. And by the way, some of the city council members have quit. And by the way, the local papers say no end in sight, no end in sight, with a picture of our protest in front of the homes of the whites' executives. And today I spoke to the president's office of Hermes USA. I was pronouncing it Hermes, like the Greek god that it's named after. But it's a European company, high fashion, women's fashion mostly, purses, shoes, and accessories, and men's also, and clothing. And they're opening a store. This is, you know, a business that does hundreds of millions of dollars a year in Europe and America. And they're opening a store. Weitz is building it in the North Creek area of Denver, which is a $100 million development project. Weitz only has a chunk of that. I think that $100 million is just the lofts and the residential part, I think. Anyway, it's an upscale neighborhood. And so the Truth Truck that has been leased a year, you know, annual lease by Colorado Right to Life, has these massive pictures on it of aborted children. And on top of the pictures, it says, courtesy of the Weitz Company. And so that truck has been driving around day after day around Cherry Creek in the North Creek area, especially around the construction site of Hermes. And so today I called the USA headquarters of Hermes and told them what the topic was about, and I was put through to the president's office, and I didn't get to speak with him. I think his name is Robert Chavez. I didn't speak with him, but his assistant was extremely interested and very aware that there are abortion protests centered on their store because of their contractor, Weitz. And she was also aware of the deadline tonight, and that if Weitz doesn't stop building the abortion clinic by midnight tonight, that their store with Weitz will be a focus of abortion protest through the next year, and that the Collaborators Project is planning a special event at their grand opening. And I'm sure that the Hermes company doesn't want to have anything to do with this. And down in Boca Raton, Florida today, it turns out Weitz is building they're renovating a high school. And the high school is is currently filled. It's active. It's operational. But they're building an addition or whatever they're doing down there. And protesters were down there and knocked and, you know, went into the office and let the front office, the principal, know what the purpose of the protest were. And apparently, also, they've begun to organize in Florida, and they have a flyer that they've been distributing to the neighborhoods of the whites' executives. And they say next they'll be going to the homes of whites' clients down there. And the email down there in Florida, if in fact you live in Florida and you'd like to get in touch with these folks, their email is Florida Collaborators Project. Actually, it's abbreviated, though. It's just flcollabproject@gmail.com. flcollabproject@gmail.com. And I believe we have on the line a report from the protest at White's Florida headquarters. Is this Nathan from West Palm Beach?
Yeah, hey, Bob.
Hello, Nathan. How are you?
Pretty good. I hope you can hear me okay. It's a little windy out here.
Yeah, we can hear you just great. You're in Florida right now?
Yeah, we're in West Palm Beach. We just actually got here to the headquarters of White's here in West Palm. Earlier today, we went and spent several hours going to the neighborhoods of three of the executives that work here.
All right.
Some of the higher-ups, and were able to take one of the press releases from the Collaborators Project and pass it around the neighborhood so that the neighborhood knows what's going on with whites and their involvement in the abortion holocaust.
Well, Nathan, I want to thank you. You know, you guys are a couple thousand miles away from us here in Denver, where Auschwitz is being built. The White's Company is building our newest abortion clinic here. In fact, it'll be the largest abortion facility in America, 52,000 square feet. And so, of course, we can't get to the neighborhoods in the homes of the White's executives in Florida, but you guys are there. And so,
right.
So I, you know, thank you very much for whatever you do, you know, for leaving your daily routine and going out to help with this project.
Well, we're really encouraged by what you guys are doing there in Denver. And, you know, since White's is such a big target, you know, they're really all over the country. It's a great opportunity to send a message
to
contractors all over the country of what will happen if you collaborate with the abortion industry.
Yeah, we got a call a couple days ago from someone in the construction industry, and they said, look, if you want the mother load of information about White's bidding projects, construction sites, clients, architects, engineers, plans, they told us you got to use Reed Connect. Reed Connect, which is the number one, you know, every industry has its, you know, its best sources of information. And Reed Connect is a construction industry service, costs tens of thousands of dollars a year to subscribe. And then you could find out what jobs are currently out for bid, who's bidding what on what aspects of what jobs, who the general contractors are. And so the Collaborators Project is hearing from people around the country, so far just a few, who use Reed Connect. And so we are trying to figure out the most, you know, sensible way. There's project.
Well, listen to your show.
You listen to this show? Yeah, but wait, we're only broadcasting Colorado.
At least not on the Internet, of course.
On the Internet. All right. Nathan, anything else you want to add?
That's it. Well, looks like we got to, looks like to the White's building here a little bit too late. It was just a few minutes after 5, but they must have got out early because there wasn't a lot of people here. But we're canvassing the businesses around here to let people know that their neighbor White's is an abortion collaborator.
All right. So you spent a couple hours in the homes of some of the executives. Do you have the names of any of those execs?
Just so- let me see. Yeah, actually, we've got. We went to the neighborhood of Gary Hennings.
All right.
There was Leonard Martinling, and that was a pretty high-class neighborhood. I think he's a VP.
All right.
Or, maybe even the president, if I remember correctly.
President of Whites, Florida.
We talked to a lady. She saw us passing the press release out, and she was appalled, and she said how nice of a guy this man was, and
yeah.
You know, we told her, you know, I'm sure he is, and you know, he may not even know, you know, much. I mean, I'm sure he does if he's a president, but you know, his company is the one that's causing him grief.
Yeah, they're building an abortion clinic to kill kids. All right,
right.
Thank you so much, Nathan.
Sure, we'll talk to you later, Bob.
All right, Nathan from West Palm Beach, Florida. And now let's go to Arvada, Colorado. Mike, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, Bob, for taking my call. I was asking your call screener if you had possibly seen in the Denver Post this week an ad by Planned Parenthood in regards to this new Auschwitz that they're building.
Auschwitz, yes.
Yes.
In fact, I have the ad, Mike, right here in front of me.
Okay, and I'm glad I hadn't heard you talk about it, but I was going off recollect when it hit my mind that I should call you. It seemed to me that the ad was saying our $10 million project has only been funded up to about $6 million, hence we're $4 million short and reaching out to Denver. Is that the way you see it? I mean, are they maybe hurting?
Well, Planned Parenthood is, you know, nearly $1 billion a year child killing cash cow.
Right.
So they're not hurting, and they get a lot of money from the government in all kinds of ways, and that has only increased under the Bush administration, tragically. But they say they have a $10 million goal. They have an artist drawing. They make this Auschwitz look like a nice office building, and they've taken down the smokestack, if you notice, from the plans that are on file with the Denver City and County building.
Mm-hmm.
The smokestack is down. You know, the late-term abortionist in Wichita, George Tiller, he actually uses an incinerator, and I've been there when the incinerator is fired up, and literally the ashes of the babies that are killed begin to come up out of the chimney over the abortion clinic, and those ashes literally will fall on the Christians there to cry out against the killing of these children. So, but anyway, yeah, the ad is here, and they're looking for more money, and they're most likely going to get more money, Mike.
Well, I just, you know, I applaud you and your efforts and everything that you do on a daily basis, and I would like to think that some of the awareness you're raising in regards to this is part of the reason that they have to take out an ad in the local newspaper
to
generate more funds. And,
well, that could be, and I appreciate that. Mike, let me ask you a personal question.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to either an abortion clinic or a protest with Will Duffy?
No, I haven't. But, Bob, I met you at a Maranatha football game a couple years ago. It may have been one of your first games.
Oh, my. Yeah, we went to a homecoming game.
Yes, and I sat next to you, met your family, met your kids.
And Maranatha's football team won. They did such a great job.
Yes, I just picked up my daughter from there, and it's kind of what inspired me to call you was right from their parking lot.
Oh, isn't that incredible? Well, Mike, could I ask you for a favor? I don't do this. Because not everybody has to protest. We just all have to do something to love our neighbor and protect the innocent. But maybe you could call us sometime when you're able to go on a Saturday morning or one of these protests. And I'd like to go. I didn't realize we had met. But I'd like to go and make it a point to be there when you're there one time just so we could say hi and get reacquainted.
I'll certainly do that.
All right.
I would do that. I appreciate the invitation, and I will get in touch with you. We'll get that done.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All
appreciate
right, Bob.
That.
God bless you.
That's Mike from Arvada. Okay, and for those of you listening, if you've never been to an abortion clinic, 20th and Vine in Denver, 5 days a week, they're killing kids. Ken and Joe Scott, especially Joe Scott, she's the pro. Ken is a pro, too. But Joe Scott is able to talk to the women in such an effective way. And it, most years, about 100 women change their mind in the course of a single year. And so if you're able to go to 20th and Vine, or if you could get on Will Duffy's email update list, just go to collaboratorsproject.com. You just give Will Duffy, Will at collaboratorsproject.com, give him your email ID, and he'd love to meet you, and I'd love to meet you. And a lot, quite often, many people say, you know, I've never come out. And they come out, and sometimes it's a little interesting. Sometimes it's rather mellow, and Christians are singing hymns, worshiping the Lord, and having a great time. Sometimes it's a bit more confrontational, but it's always important. So now, beginning at midnight tonight, whites will be designated with permanent collaborator status, and then we'll begin the long grind. For the pro-lifers, it's not much new, because for 20 years, we've been out looking for street corners, places to go to hold signs to show people what abortionists do and what happens to the child when a woman kills her baby. Now we have a focal point other than just the abortion clinic. We have whites and their clients' homes, their sales offices. So the long grind, when you wake up in the morning tomorrow, for the pro-lifers, it'll be the same as it's been for 20 years or more. For whites, it'll be different. It'll be the first day of the rest of the history, the legacy of their corporation. May God bless you. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, just a great school. And that turns out Mike, his daughter, goes to Maranatha. We met at a homecoming football game. That was a lot of fun. Our website is kgov.com. Tomorrow, our annual telethon begins at collaboratorsproject.com.